Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell show on demand on the iHeart app as well. Thank you. Today's story of the day, L.A. County D.A. George Gascon. He elevated a woman you may not be familiar with, but we'll make you very familiar with her. Tiffany Blacknell, she was a public defender. And then she was upgraded to prosecutor under Gascon, a special advisor, chief of communications. And now she has been promoted to chief of staff. And Martin Marks from CaliforniaGlobe.com went through her past, her self-admitted past, starts with a tweet that she put out back in 2020 during George Floyd riot week. She admitted she was a looter in 1992, 15 years old, during the Rodney King riots. And she was proud of it, said it was a formative moment of her life. And now during the George Floyd riots, she was triggered. And she started scolding black and white liberals, especially on the West Side, who are complaining about their Whole Foods and their Nordstrom's being ransacked and damaged. And she's full of self-righteousness, full of anger. And she apparently thinks rioting and looting is cool, although she gets upset when her neighborhood gets looted and damaged. It's a lot of conflict. She thinks the LAPD are barbarians and an occupying army. And she also thinks the prison system ought to be abolished. A lot of these tweets are dug up originally by Bill Malugin from Fox News. Martin Marks put it all together at CaliforniaGlobe.com. Let's get him on here. Martin, how are you?
Quite well, John. Thanks for having me.
This just happened Friday. Gascon released this announcement that Tiffany Blacknell got this promotion.
Yeah, he actually announced a number of promotions within the department, and they are evidently supposed to take place in the new year.
And
she's moving to the top spot.
Yeah, and chief of staff, what specifically kind of role does she have now in Gascon's office? What does the chief of staff do?
Well, she's the connection to everything in Los Angeles government, interactions with the police department, helping the prosecutor, Mr. Gascon, set policy and set attitudes for how the department is going to proceed. And she will have his ear 24/7.
Now, she's clearly an anti-police, anti-prison activist.
Without a question. Listen, we all know about George Gascon and his worldview and as it's evolved from his time in San Francisco and now in L.A., he's a radical, without a doubt. And, we came very close to having him recall just a few thousand signatures short. And speculation is, had that recall made it to the ballot, he would have been shown the door.
Rating is 15%. And he's got nine people running against him. And so he's definitely going to be stuck in a runoff at the very least and likely would lose the runoff in November. So is this promotion of Tiffany Blacknell nothing to lose, I don't give a crap, and just stick it in the eye of every voter in Los Angeles?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think he sees the handwriting on the wall that his time as prosecutor for L.A. County is probably could be measured in weeks now, that he's likely not going to win re-election. And this is his thumbing the nose of Los Angelinos. It's a extreme, radical, woke, scorched earth policy. As radical as Gascon is, this woman that he's appointed to chief of staff, Tiffany Blacknell, as you put it, she's just an angry, angry woman who is taking some rather radical positions and dangerous positions. I've watched enough episodes of Law and Order to know that the police department and the prosecutor's office needs to have a professional, if not cordial, relationship. I don't see how that is possible when you have a chief of staff calling the police department barbarians, wearing sweatshirts to say they're trained to kill us, they're an occupying army. If I was the police, I wouldn't have it.
Well, it's one thing to have a philosophical difference, but she seems unhinged to me. I mean, the language that she uses in all these tweets, and these go back a number of years, and she's never pulled any of them back. I mean, she is proud. She brags about her time as a looter.
As a youth, she was only 15 at the time, but, she translates that into what happened in Los Angeles and many other cities back in 2020. When George Floyd lost his life through a homicide and cities burned. And she cheered it on, without a doubt. She's an apologist for criminals. How can anyone take a position that we should abolish prisons? What's the alternative? I understand, that she may have a position that, for whatever reason, prisons may have a disproportionate population of minorities, and that may be true for any number of reasons, but to abolish prisons, that's a ludicrous proposition. And now she's going to be the chief of staff for the chief law enforcement office in the county.
As ludicrous it is, she's probably not the only one in Gascon's office that feels that way, including Gascon is probably part of that crowd.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Listen, and as you pointed out, she's been with him right from the beginning. She was a part of the Gascon for district attorney campaign a few years back. So she's been in that office in a number of positions, but she was part of the campaign, too. And, when Gascon won, he defeated, I believe it was L.A. County's first African-American woman prosecutor. And she certainly is not a right-wing conservative, but she was taken aback by some of the things out of Tiffany Blacknell's keyboard and mouth during that campaign.
Well, let me ask you something. Let's say Gascon does not make the runoff. He does not finish in the top two. So it's the middle of March. He's a complete lame duck. The election is not till November. He's not going to be replaced until December, officially. What the hell is it going to look like? What's he going to do? Because right now he's not even trying to suck up to the voters. He's not even playing pretend. What's he going to do when he really has nothing to lose?
The best question is, can it get any worse? Maybe yes, maybe no. But I think this is maybe a hint of things to come when you have a woman like this who will now be his chief of staff. As I tried to point out, it sounds like a scorched earth policy that, maybe L.A. won't be burning to the ground, God forbid, but certainly it's a scorched earth policy and a woke leftist dream.
Right, and there's nothing the public can do about this.
Well, has anybody mentioned the word recall? I don't know if a new one is underway.
There's no time for it. Well, you know, not that this would happen with Gavin Newsom, but I know in Florida, Ron DeSantis removed, I believe, two district attorneys who were off the edge, you know, woke, you know, with their woke nonsense. So he had them removed. He had the state power. And the attorney general here does have the state power to remove.
Yeah, I don't think Rob Bonta will do it. I don't think Gavin Newsom would even consider it. Keep in mind that it was Gavin Newsom who appointed Gascon as the prosecutor up in San Francisco when our vice president became the California Attorney General. So he was the one who got Gascon, got that ball rolling up in San Francisco as a prosecutor. So I wouldn't count on our governor to be showing the prosecutor the door anytime soon.
What a San Francisco machine, huh? Newsom, Kamala Harris, George Gascon. Oh, my God. All right. So well, listen, great article. This was a pleasure to wake up to this morning. Martin Marks, and thanks also to Bill Malusian from Fox 11, because he dug up a lot of these tweets over the years. Thanks, Martin. Keep covering it. We'll talk with you again soon.
Oh, you bet. Thanks, right. John.
Martin Marks from CaliforniaGlobe.com. You should read the whole story and look at the tweets. In fact, I'll read some of the tweets in their entirety. This is why you do vote in March, and you do vote for a candidate other than George Gascon. You must, okay? This is frightening. I mean, maybe nobody gets prosecuted in 2024. Maybe they completely shut down the prosecution machine. And they're going to be releasing murderers, rapists, and sexual assaulters, and arsonists. Maybe anything goes now for the next year. Nothing would surprise me with this crowd. Because if you're for abolishing prisons, then you're saying everybody should be free no matter what crime they've committed. That's the only way to look at it. You're abolishing prisons. Well, what does that mean? Abolishing, all right? Not reforming. Not scaling back. Abolishing, which means everybody's free. Well, if everyone's going to be free, why would you prosecute anybody? The next step from no prisons is no prosecutions, because prosecutions lead to prisons, right? When I say these things, it sounds outrageous, but break down the process here. It's not outrageous. It's what they're selling, and they've been open about it for the last 3 years.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Okay, so the case of Tiffany Blacknell. And this is the most important local election. Well, actually, on the ballot in March, it's the most important election because it's supposed to be a presidential year. And out here in California, Biden and Trump, unless one or both of them die, are going to win the California primary. So let's go to what matters in your day-to-day life. More important than a state senator, a state assemblyman, there's no governor on the ballot. This is it in L.A. County. And the crime spills over into Orange County as well. Obviously, we had Todd Spitzer on last week, and you know they just arrested a whole bunch of LA gang members who had spilled into Orange County and were responsible for many home burglaries, a whole rash of home burglaries. Tiffany Blacknell. Now we've known about her for several years since Gascon took over. She was a public defender, and then she started moving up the chain in the DA's office, a grade 4 prosecutor. That's the top level of prosecutor. Also listed as a special advisor, chief of communications, and now chief of staff. They released this news on Friday, hoping that nobody was going to know it. Gascon, of course, is doing very badly when it comes to an approval rating, about 15% or so, depending on the poll. And while at the moment he would sneak into the top two in a 10-person primary, he would not do well in November. He would lose probably by gigantic proportions. But you just don't want him out there anymore. You don't want him surviving in March. You don't want something weird and fluky and unusual to happen. Tiffany Blacknell, let's get into her background. During George Floyd rioting week back in May of 2020, she posted, "I was a looter in 1992. I was 15. I was furious, sad, and scared. I had no way to process my emotions about the murder of Latasha Harlins or the beating of Rodney King. So we went out and we watched our city burn. And when the opportunity rose, we took some bleep, complete with the turd emoji. It was one of the most formative moments of my life. Do you know anybody who talks like this? Who looks back at looting, stealing other people's property, stealing from people in her own neighborhood. That is the thing that I remember. I was on the East Coast when the riots broke out. We arrived here about 6 months after the riots. And what I never understood about rioting is, why burn down your own neighborhood? What? Why would you do that? And then after burning down the neighborhood, then everybody complains that businesses will not invest. Huh? They saw a flame shooting into the sky for 3 days. In any event, she says, I remember it so clearly. I remember sitting on my cousin's car and watching the fire on the first night with tears in my eyes. But tonight, now remember, this is from May of 2020. Tonight, I am triggered. Triggering, of course, means that deep emotional distress that is normally buried in a civilized person comes pouring out in all kinds of dangerous ways. So please don't come on my page complaining about protesters or looters. Don't text me bleep about the Whole Foods in West Hollywood or your beloved Santa Monica. My whole community was leveled. Yeah, you helped. Cry me a river. Nordstrom's will be okay. All this respectability by black folks and complaining by West Side white liberals is maddening. So she's angry with black people who act respectable by opposing looting and burning. And of course, she's angry with white liberals because she's a racist. While you're judging their conduct and their character, remember that they are kids. But she's not a kid anymore. This is 30 years later. She's now in her mid-40s. And she still is amping up all the anti-police incendiary rhetoric. And I'll read to you some of that, too. How would you feel if you were inheriting this bleephole country? A country where we boast about our billionaires, but our hospitals can't protect nurses and doctors. You know, hospitals can't protect nurses and doctors. A country where your people are murdered by a militarized police force paid to control you. Well, that is just complete hooey. But George Floyd week eventually, you know, she started posting all kinds of crazy stuff. And Bill Malugin has put together some of her greatest hits. Black Dell has called for abolishing prisons and defunding police. She called LAPD barbarians and an occupying army. She's for the abolishment of prisons entirely. And if you want to take people at their word, take them literally. It means that if there's no prisons, then nobody got prosecuted. If nobody got prosecuted, nobody should be arrested, which means whatever horrible, murderous, heinous, twisted, sick act a human can commit, Blacknell is for it. Tiffany Blacknell says no prison. They should be abolished, torn down, bulldozed. Okay. Then why have a district attorney's office? Why prosecute? Why arrest? Let everybody do whatever they want. She's an anarchist. She's always been an anarchist, and she was running around at 15 stealing other people's stuff and still bragging about it all these years later. And George Gascon is the most dangerous radical because he's soft-spoken. His physical presence is unthreatening. He's not a firebrand that rouses people's emotions directly. And that's how he was able to win district attorney here and in San Francisco. The quiet guys are the most dangerous. Tiffany Blacknell, now she's an angry radical. She'll shove it in your face. She'll say all kinds of incendiary things. She's the chief of staff. This is what we've got. The future of a civilized Los Angeles depends on having a strong district attorney and strong prosecutors putting bad guys in prison for a long time. If you don't have that, you are going to have anarchy and chaos. And we've seen some of it already. the last few years. There's going to be a lot more of it. So whatever you do in life, whatever you do in the next 12 months, you must vote against George Gascon. There's 9 other candidates. Do not vote for him. Let's get him out of the primary for the start, because Tiffany Blacknell is a dangerous person. She's made it clear she's dangerous.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, it's John Cobalt on demand on the iHeart app. Conway coming up after the 4 o'clock news as well. This story, you're going to hear a lot of headlines about. It just came across the wire. News sources a short time ago. The state of Colorado, well, the Colorado Supreme Court has said that Donald Trump cannot appear on the state's primary ballot. The Supreme Court, in a 4-3 opinion, found that Trump is barred because of the 14th Amendment, which prohibits people who engaged in insurrection from running for office. We conclude that because Trump is disqualified from holding the office of president under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, it would be a wrongful act for under the election code for the secretary to list Trump as a candidate on the primary ballot in Colorado. You can't even count any write-in votes. This was a case brought by some Colorado citizens, I'm sure political activists. It's likely, obviously, it's going to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. What I don't really understand is he has not been convicted of anything in that case. So it's a judge decided that Trump had committed an insurrection. And if you are guilty of that, you could be barred under the 14th Amendment. However, that case has not been tried. Nor do I think he's been charged with the crime of insurrection. So this is some kind of weird political ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court. Things are really falling apart now in this country. Everybody's just making stuff up. I mean, you have to at least get convicted first, right? There has to be a trial for what you did. There's been no trial. So I can't believe the U.S. Supreme Court would uphold this, but it's going to be big headlines for a day. All right. Have you ever been doored?
Have I ever been doored?
Do you know what being doored?
What, hit sounds in the dirty. Face with a door?
It sounds dirty, doesn't it? Well. It says in the LA Times today, being doored to death is a constant fear for cyclists. That's right. You're biking down the road.
Yeah, and somebody opens their car door.
And you go flat. Or you go flying through the air.
Yeah, that's scary.
And you get run over by a car, which happens to people. In fact, they looked at one guy, a guy named Robert George, a Hollywood producer, walked his bike to the driveway of their home in Silver Lakes. And Yasmin, apparently Yasmin Diaz got a call from the LAUSC Medical Center that there had been an accident. And according to a police report, Robert George had been doored. That was her husband. And it turns out after slamming into somebody's door, he was flung onto North Edgemont Street, where a second driver hit him, and that's when he died. Okay, so he's walking his bike. It's written weirdly. As he was walking his bike to the driveway, he says goodbye to his wife, and then a few minutes later, the wife gets a call from the medical center saying there was an accident and that her husband had been doored. Now, then there's this long article in the LA Times. It is obviously very tragic and sad when that happens. But there's a long story in the LA Times trying to figure out what to do about this. And that people in cars are responsible here. You've got to look in your mirrors. You've got to look over your shoulder as you're coming out of the car. And people do that because they don't want to get hit by one of these cyclists. But nowhere in this story is the obvious solution. Stop driving the road. Don't drive down a lane that's running alongside parked cars. Some of these people don't want to get doored, so they move into the traffic lane in front of you. And they're biking at 15 miles an hour, and the road is made to drive 30 or 35 miles an hour. And that creates a backup, and then people start swerving out to the left lane to pass up the bicyclists. And they go through all, you can imagine, all these complicated ideas on how do we stop this dooring phenomenon from happening.
And don't bike riders have to abide by the same law as drivers, meaning you have to stop at a stop sign and you have to stop at a stoplight? Because I see so many bike riders not. I mean, just going right through stop signs, and I'm thinking they're going to get hit.
I do too. They're an arrogant class of people. There's a lot of bike riders that go down the big boulevard near my house because they go biking towards the beach, which is a few miles down the road, and there is a bike lane there. But these all of them are just obnoxious. They blow through stop signs. They blow through pedestrian crossings, traffic lights, you name it.
And I honk at them, and then they flip me off.
Yeah, I know. I honk at them too. And I've got and increasingly they bike on the edge of the bike lane, so their left arm is dangling in the road. So I've got to move to the left so my rear view mirror doesn't clip them. But now I'm partly in the left lane traffic lane, and it's just and they're not supposed to. The roads were designed, 100 years ago for cars. They're spaced out for cars. If you could do the city over again, yeah, you could create a bike lane and protect it in some way, but that's not where we are in reality. It's like when I was a kid, I didn't like biking. I never biked on a busy street when I was a kid. I biked on the neighborhood streets where we had very little traffic.
Or go in a park and you go on those bike paths.
It wasn't until I got to Los Angeles, I had to deal with the concept of grown adults biking on heavily trafficked streets and then bitching and complaining all the time about it and committing all kinds of illegal acts as they're doing it. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is an arrogant class here. So, of course, the El Segundo Times, which has always faithfully provided a big public relations megaphone for cyclists. No, nobody there said, what would you tell your kid? What would you tell your kid?
I always told my kids not to ride their bikes on a busy street. 100%.
Right. You didn't say, hey, go drive down Ventura Boulevard.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. I didn't tell my kids to ride down Sunset Boulevard. I thought it was obvious. That's what I don't understand. And this whole story here, the more I read it, the more I was infuriated. According to somebody with a hyphenated name here, Davis Overstreet is the name. The issue of dooring is part of a larger discussion of bike infrastructure. I know this has to do with a deeper systemic issue that we have to address. How do we move bike lanes throughout the city of LA, and especially within our disenfranchised community that are black and brown communities, so we don't have instances like this? The hell are you talking about? Even bike riding has like some racial component to it. And what do you mean we have to have a discussion? How about here's the discussion. Anything you wouldn't tell your kid to do, you don't do. Use common sense. Cars are thousands of pounds. They can be measured in tons. Bikes are pretty flimsy. You're not going to win against a bike. I mean, if you're on a bike, you're not going to win against a car. So I don't get this. Get out of the road. Go on a bike path at the beach or in a park. You know, move slowly on a sidewalk. Get out of the road. Stop asking for all these special considerations. I've got to look like 17 different ways. And the bicyclist, by the way, is coming at, you know, like 30 miles an hour down the bike lane. So if I try to get out of my car, I can't see him coming because he's going so fast. He just appears. All right. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I found the name of this woman. I had been talking in the last segment that the LA Times did a story about the dangers of being doored to death if you're a bicyclist. You're biking along in your bike lane or whatever lane you're in, and somebody opens their door and you go flying. You could imagine. It's Yolanda Davis Overstreet. And she's a mobility justice advocate. A mobility justice advocate. And she's the one who thinks we should have a discussion about bike infrastructure. We have a deeper systemic issue we have to address. How do we move bike lanes to the city of LA with our disenfranchised communities so we don't have instances like this? Well, you're not going to. We've got millions of cars on the road. That's how people get around. It's not meant for bikes. We're not going to have a discussion. There's no systemic anything going on. The system is roads for cars, bikes for bike paths in parks and beaches. Go drive in suburban cul-de-sacs. Only little children ride bikes in public on their little safe suburban streets. Adults aren't supposed to ride bikes on busy boulevards. It's nuts. But Yolanda Davis Overstreet, a mobility justice advocate, that should not be a thing. That should not exist, that phrase. Here's something else that's nuts. Elon Musk posted online. He was irritated by a feature in Microsoft Word. If you had that software. Apparently, Microsoft Word has an inclusivity checker. And if you type a politically incorrect phrase, Microsoft Word will correct it. And he says he got scolded for typing the word insane. He was working on a Microsoft Word document discussing Tesla's new product, the Cybertruck. That's the electric truck. And he wrote about the Cybertruck's insane stability. And the phrase was highlighted by the software, warning that insane is, quote, a word that implies mental health bias. So he went on his X platform and said, Microsoft Word now scolds you if you use words that aren't inclusive. Then he gave other examples. He posted a screenshot. He was trying to type the term 11,000 pounds. 11,000 LBS, which is the abbreviation for pounds, that term is not inclusive. I guess that implies somebody's fat. Well, except that's apparently what the Cybertruck weighs. Other social media users posted screenshots of terms that were flagged by the inclusivity checker. Can you believe this? This is like George Orwell stuff. So someone wrote in a Word document, hey, could you man the booth this afternoon? Well, that phrase was flagged. Instead of man the booth, please use a gender-neutral term that would be more inclusive, such as staff the booth or take control of the booth. Postman is also flagged by Microsoft Word.
Oh, come on, postman?
That's right. It should be postal worker. You can't use the word master, right? Somebody's a master at a certain profession. Have to change that to expert. Since 2020 and George Floyd, Microsoft Word has included a feature that allows users to prompt the software to flag exclusionary language that promotes age bias, gender bias, cultural slurs, sexual orientation bias, and racial bias. You have to turn on the feature for it to work. Well, you've got to be a weenie if you do this. And once you turn it on, for example, mankind, you can't even do mankind. It offers humankind or humanity. Yeah, it's all an algorithm. That's why AI is going to be filled with this crap. They're going to program AI to be hyper politically correct and woke. And I've heard, I have a couple of friends who played with AI, and you ask questions and you get a lot of woke stuff spewed back at you. Chris Merrill is in for Conway.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on in your show today?
It's funny because I was talking to you through that whole segment, and then I realized I wasn't on the air because I was going, yeah, well, listen, let's have more bike lanes. And then when the cyclists don't go in the bike lanes, then we can all agree that cyclists are the problem. With that, ta-da!
Yeah, perfect.
Problem solved.
Yes.
But listen, we're turning sewage into drinking water. I've been practicing all day long.
Well, that's great.
Come to find out after the third or fourth glass, still tastes the same. I was thinking maybe you get used to it. We'll talk about Tur in the skies because we've got everyone is now on the Tur watch list. And Airbnb is using your AI as well. So now you're going to have a woke Airbnb, John.
Woke Airbnb. Yeah, actually, yeah. I'm sure that's a problem in some ways. All right.
A woke B&B.
Chris Maryland for Conway. That's next. And Crozier has the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.